Afghan girls, particularly those who live in rural areas today, are still facing many obstacles in accessing education. Harmful traditions, cultural constraint, insecurity, poverty, and the lack of female teachers are some of the main barriers to education for girls. In Afghanistan today, about 8.3 million children are in school and nearly 40% of them are girls. This figure shows a big improvement as compared to the Taliban era, when there were about 1 million children who went to school and only 3% of which were girls. According to the head of the Department of Women's Affairs in Paktia province, about 98% of girls in the province do not have access to education. Bibi Hawa Khosiwal, head of the Department of Women's Affairs in Paktika, explains.
People would like to send their girls to school, but there are some problems, as there are not enough schools for girls or professional teachers, and some people do not understand that girls have the same right as boys to have education.
UNAMA has organized workshops and conferences to raise awareness about girls' education in partnership with civil society activists around the country. In Gardez, the capital of Paktika province, UNAMA already organized 3 such workshops this year, all attended by community elders, religious scholars, civil society activists, and journalists. Verosa Sarwari is UNAMA human rights officer in Gardez.
The objective being to mobilize and support the girls' rights to education and gender equality at the capital and district level in Paktika province, and to enhance cooperation and coordination among stakeholders and policymakers to ensure equal access to education.
In Lakhman province, eastern Afghanistan, UNAMA in March of this year organized a conference where women leaders from the province encouraged girls to focus on their education so that they may be able to play a more powerful role in Afghan society. One of the speakers was Zivunun Shofei, a member of the lower house of the Afghan parliament from Lakhman province.
My father was an ordinary farmer and had little income. My mother used to sell chickens and eggs to supplement my father's income and to support my education at the school. Although we were very poor, my intention was to complete my education and become a successful woman.
The lack of girls' school is an issue that needs to be addressed further. The Ministry of Education estimates that it will take at least 13 years to meet the school infrastructure demands, based on a current optimistic projection of being able to construct 500 new schools per year. But Afghanistan's girls will still need to be allowed to go to school. Satya Budi reports from the Afghan capital, Kabul.